This is Talk Is Cheap on KPWLP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works Independent Community Radio, also archived on radio4all.net. That's radio with a number 4all.net, or you can look up A-Infos, or it's the last of the Independent Media Center project that was started at the Battle of Seattle. Okay, so this week I went down to the January 27th ICE demonstration at the Federal Building here in Eugene, and that was the last Tuesday of the month, so that is rumored that that is when they take people out of there, so it's usually a little bit bigger demonstration, and it was. There was close to somewhere between 50 and 100 people there when I showed up at about noon at the Federal Building here in Eugene. And so I was recording. People were there with notebooks with song lyrics. Everybody was singing and giving speeches. And there was a guy waving a flag in front of the door of the Federal Building. And so about 10 minutes later, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, about 12:30, black-clad officers came out, which turned out to be, apparently they were Homeland Security. I thought they were Eugene Police because they were in black clad, and if they made an announcement, I don't have it on recording. They may have made an announcement at the beginning. And so they came and arrested the guy that was waving the flag around. And when people tried to stop them from doing that, because we felt that the entire area is a federal area, that we were allowed to be in the entire area, and we weren't really doing any damage. That's why we tried to stop them from arresting him. And so just to let you know, though, so I'm standing next to 7th Street on the sidewalk there in front of the Federal Building on that side of the street. And here are these, got to be over a dozen, probably closer to 20 black-clad, full riot gear guys with BB bag guns, you know, those strange looking guns that they have, headed towards us. And so honestly, I'm sitting there going, oh my God, are they really going to push us into the traffic on 7th Street? Are they coming for us? And are they really, while we're sitting here singing and the guy's got his PA there that's playing the guitar, are they going to run us into the street? And the street where people are going 35 miles an hour, and I'm thinking, no, they're not going to do that. And so, no, they didn't, luckily, do that. But because of the lack of announcement or communication, so we all sat there and went, well, there's no place for us to go. If they're going to push us into the street, we have no place left to go. And we all looked at each other and went and kind of dug in and stood there because there was just nothing else we could do. So... but luckily, they didn't push into the street, and they arrested this guy. And about a half hour later, an ambulance fire truck shows up with a stretcher, and they took them away. So that was January 27th. So then there was a January 30th National Day in support of Minneapolis. And, you know, they're all telling everybody, we're all supposed to be doing nonviolence, so that's what we're doing. And but apparently on the 30th, as I'm reading in the weekly and some local papers, apparently on the 30th, people started banging on the glass to the Federal Building and broke the glass. And then all hell broke loose and tear gas, and people were tear gassed, including and on Tuesday, the day I was there, apparently a couple of low-level reporters, student reporters, were tear gassed and hit with rubber bullets. So that happened that evening. I left at about 1 or 2 on Tuesday, and people stayed, and the word got out that of what was going on. And so people, they did a candlelight vigil there Tuesday night. And then, like I'm saying, on the 30th, then things got out of hand. And apparently, Eugene Police showed up on the 30th, according to local news. Eugene showed up, tried to push the people out of the way. Then they gave up, and Homeland Security came out and started throwing anti-personnel type stuff, including a sound truck. So, yeah, all for demonstrating on federal property that we are assuming is... constitutionally legal for people to demonstrate on. And so, but of course, yeah, you can't break a window, but, you know, you can't take people out of the, and punish them inhumanely either. So which is the crime here? The people that are stopping you from doing things inhumanely and shipping people to El Salvador where they're stacked up like cordwood and abusing people's civil rights, whether they are a criminal or not, you still have rights in a humane society. Or, do you have a right to do that? And I think we feel that you don't have a right to do that, and that's why we are blocking you and even breaking a window, some low-level vandalism to stop you from doing that. Yeah. That may happen, but and I'm not advocating that. We're not allowed to do a call to action here on public radio. So that's what you're going to hear. First, you're going to hear an interview I did with a couple of religious people, rabbis that had just come back from Minneapolis as from a delegation to stop ICE from punishing people inhumanely. So I interviewed them, and then you'll hear the demonstration. And at about the 35-minute mark, you'll start hearing whistles blow, and that's when ICE started heading, or Homeland Security started heading straight for us while we were demonstrating on the sidewalk, and arrested the what I believe was the guy that was holding the flag, as far as I know. I've been reading local, nobody has that information. And if you want to see a video that I taped, it's Blankenship 2696 on YouTube. That's Blankinship 2696 on YouTube. I believe you can also Google ICE demonstration Eugene January 27th. Hopefully it'll come up with that. All right, thanks for listening. Tell your friends. By all means, support independent media now more than ever. I just went to a Eugene Hand meeting, and they're starting a union of people. You may get a knock on your door of people that want to see if you are simpatico with ICE or if you really want democracy and are a true conservative that wants, constitutional rights. And a lot of people are starting to come over to our side. So they're canvassing Hand, and there's a group of people that are canvassing your neighbors, you and your neighbors. And so you might get a knock on your door asking whether you support ICE or not. And this will also be used. I hope you will give them your name, because this will also be used for other emergencies to check on you and to make sure everybody's okay during whatever climate emergency or whatever ice storm or ice storm is going on, and also eviction support, all things like that. So we're hoping to get people of all walks of life, liberal and conservative, to stand up to these constitutional abuses by our federal government. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media. So up first is my interview, and then you'll hear audio from the January 27th federal building demonstration, and it'll run out. I have just slightly more than 55 minutes here, so it'll run out in the middle of it. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Support independent media.
Well, so why do you think there's no media here, for this one question?
I was wondering the same thing, because after Minneapolis, we certainly expected a lot more people to come here today, and they did.
And pretty good turnout.
Better turnout than usual, and I thought the media would catch wind of it and want to know why, and have a presence here.
And so, just because you have a gun in a holster, does that justify you being shot in the back? And is that anything on the guy having a gun?
No, I don't. I saw what everybody else saw, and it certainly looked like it was a terrible response on their part, unreasonable. But the reason we went to Minneapolis in the first place was because we felt we had to, you know, we come here every week, but we wanted to make our presence known more. We're clergy, so we went because there was a national call for clergy to come to Minneapolis.
We were part of a clergy mobilization of over 1,000 clergy people of all faiths answered this call to come to Minneapolis last week to bear witness and to participate in nonviolent direct action. And there were a bunch of different actions that were scheduled last Friday that were basically expressing the same message of ICE needs to get out of Minneapolis. ICE needs to stop what's happening. We need to call for defunding ICE. And people of all faiths and backgrounds need to come together and stand up for the true values of America, because this is not the America of liberty and justice for all that we're seeing unfolding in front of our eyes right now.
I noticed in Minneapolis they didn't, or Minnesota, they didn't do a violent, this didn't turn into
a George Floyd violence uprising. Has been a key part of the organizing in Minneapolis. The message has been loud and clear that we have to confront hatred with love, that we have to confront violence with nonviolence.
But they did a general strike.
General strike, and I see that right here in Eugene, they're passing out papers, I don't know if you got a hold of one of these today, calling for us here in Eugene to participate in a national day of action this Friday.
This Friday, January 30th.
Yes.
And I know the farm workers have called for a general strike on May 1st.
Oh.
May 1st?
Yeah, May Day.
Oh,
which
that's
is a ways away.
Ways away. Yeah, no, this is an action that if people are interested in right away, it's this Friday. More information will be forthcoming, I guess, but the flyer we were handed says, Stand with Minnesota, ICE out, National Day of Action, no business as usual. And I've heard that they're calling for a national day, a national strike, a national no business. And, you know, part of that is to resist business as usual while neighbors are being taken off the streets, while citizens are being targeted.
Just go on with our lives.
Well, and more than that, that there are a lot of national businesses that are complicit. One of the actions last Friday in Minneapolis was a demonstration at Delta headquarters at the Minneapolis airport, because Delta Airlines has been one of the airlines that have been flying the flights out of the Minneapolis airport of people who have been snatched off the streets, some of whom are here legally, who have been taken off the streets without any sort of due process and whisked off to places where they have no means of getting back. Enough.
Right. Yeah. Well, so are you worried about the chilling effect? We want nonviolent demonstrations, but are we worried about that there won't be any demonstrations if they continue with this oppressive methods? Like we just saw them they tear gassed the guy just now just for having a flag over there. Isn't that what just happened?
We don't know.
I wasn't able to see close enough. But one of the messages from Minneapolis was how important it is to stand together. And one of the lines of one of the songs that we sang many times there was, if one of us fall, we all rise up. So I think that if this stuff happens at demonstrations like what we saw here this morning, more people are going to come out, not fewer.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, good. And what about the qualifications of these guys? I noticed the ICE agents, I noticed they're having a hard time recruiting people.
I can't speak to that. I would encourage you to look at the video of the Minneapolis chief of police, the first press report that he gave on Saturday morning after the killing of Alex Preddy. He made a comment about the training of these ICE agents, and this was one law enforcement professional speaking, so that's not my area of expertise, but you should cite the opinions of those who are.
And then what about the comparisons to Nazi Germany and the Gestapo and things like that? Is that all that's justified?
I think when you see people snatched out of their homes, put on planes without any kind of due process, families divided, people scared to, neighbors dropping off groceries because people can't leave their houses because they're scared they'll be snatched off the streets. It's comparable to any fascist regime that we have heard or read about.
And on due process, people are innocent until they're proven guilty in this country, right?
We would hope so.
Even if you're not a citizen of this country, you are still presumed innocent. And one other thing is, you know, even if you are a criminal, you shouldn't be in El Salvador in these places. They're stacked up like cordwood in the prisons. Is that your religious organization? Is that what we should do? How we should? We've been punishing people for 2,000 years. Is that the way we should?
From
we
what
should
I understand,
continue
a lot
on?
Of,
does that work?
A lot of the people who've been detained and even deported have actually served their sentences, you know, or are in legal proceedings, you know, to become citizens or whatever, and it doesn't seem to matter, you know, it's more...
But I mean,
Alex,
if you have committed a crime,
yes,
we're
exactly.
a civilized society,
exactly.
don't we? We should be you have brain damage and you need to be rehabilitated
exactly.
in some way,
exactly.
in a humane way, right, in a yes. civilized society.
Absolutely.
Don't let me put words in your mouth, is that...
That's what all faith traditions teach.
Even
criminals, sinners, are to be treated humanely.
But the people that are being swept up, I want to be really clear about this, they're not criminals and insane.
Most of them are innocent.
They're people who are just trying to live their lives. And
and they're not the cause of the problem, the real cause of the problem. What is the real cause of the world's problems, do you think?
That is far beyond me to try to
answer. But I mean, the elite, if anyone is the cause of it, is the wealthy and the... I have more in common with you, with immigrants than I do with Elon Musk or a billionaire. No comment on that?
Go with that. That's fine.
All right, so the only other thing, I don't know if you know this, but why... See, that's what I mean, I don't understand. They should be with us, not against us, is what I'm saying, the guy honking his horn. But I mean, the last Tuesday of the month is when they ship people out of here. Isn't that why we're here? That's why I show up on the last Tuesday.
The folks who are here right now are part of a vigil that happens every Tuesday.
Right. But there, I thought, all right, so you're not the one to ask.
That's new to me.
All right, thanks very much. Did you want to give your name? You don't have to if you don't want to. But.
I don't mind. I'm Rabbi Linda Motzkin. This is
Rabbi Jonathan Rubinstein.
All right, thanks very much. Thanks for coming.
Tuesday in January. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hold on, sorry.
This is, here we go. Howdy. We did something. Welcome. Thank you for showing up again and again and again. This is a gathering of multiple faiths, no faiths, people of good conscience. We're standing in solidarity with our undocumented neighbors, with our immigrant neighbors, with our trans neighbors, with others that are being targeted by our government right now, and with one another, with people practicing allyship across the United States. And we think of those, especially in Minnesota right now, taking a stand alongside their neighbors. This is a gathering of the Belonging Space Interfaith Alliance with Migrants, and of course, all of you who keep showing up. TBI provides some cookies and hot tea to warm our hands, as well as our... no tea today. Okay, but the cookies will warm your heart and keep your blood sugar up. And I think there's some water over there as well.
Yeah, we do.
We thank our musicians today, as always. And then, just so I remember now, next week we are collecting non-perishable food to support families who have been impacted by ICE activity. We are open mic here at 7th and Pearl, so feel free to bring your poems, your songs, shout-out requests from the book, bring short readings and thoughts. We try to create space for that, so just step on up. We open with Singing for Our Lives, and we close with We Shall Overcome. So just keep that in mind as you are making your request. And we'll begin with Singing for Our Lives. We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are a gentle, angry people, and we are singing, singing for our lives. Justice-seeking people. We are justice-seeking people, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are justice-seeking people, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
Young and old together.
We are young and old together, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are young and old together, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
Land of many colors.
We are a land of many colors, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are a land of many colors, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
Queer and straight together.
We are queer and straight together, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are queer and straight together, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
Anti-detention people.
We are anti-detention people, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are anti-detention people, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
Gentle, loving people.
We are gentle, loving people, and we are singing, singing for our lives. We are gentle, loving people, and we are singing, singing for our lives.
Keith Porter, Luis Gustavo Nunez Caceres, Geraldo Lunes Campos, Victor Manuel Diaz, Heber Sanchez Dominguez, Brene Good, Parody Law, Alex Preddy, Luis Beltran Yanez Cruz. These are the people who have been murdered by ICE since New Year's Eve. We gather to seek asylum from a world that sets neighbor against neighbor. We gather to seek asylum from the temptation to draw and enforce boundaries that mean we can describe other people as not our problem. We gather to seek asylum from a worldview that values us primarily as consumers, as wealth generators, as units of production and consumption. We gather to seek asylum from the boundaries that bind and constrain us. We gather to seek asylum from the very churches in whose names we gather, in which orthodoxy and hierarchy have been tools of oppression and abuse. We name ourselves asylum seekers. We pray that in our seeking we may create that asylum for which we yearn. We pray that starting here, starting now, our seeking may crack open the empires that we resist and turn away from, so that the whole world may be transformed into a place of safe asylum for all.
Thank you.
There is hot chocolate at the table.
Yay! Can we request a sign?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. For what it's worth, did you want one?
For what it's worth. We have two requests, sir. We actually have three, but we'll do for what it's worth. This will get us moving a little bit. Sorry about the feedback earlier. This is a brand new setup here, and I'm obviously still learning what it's supposed to be doing. So again, there are books. There's still books up here. Just please bring them back at the end of the vigil. We appreciate that. And they're in alphabetical order, so feel free to help yourself. There's still some in the bag in the yellow bag. Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds. Getting so much resistance from behind. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street. Singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when we're always afraid. step out of line. The man come and take you away. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Where's the camera? This is another request. But if anybody has anything else that they would like to do, please come up. No, no, no. What was the request? It was, I am willing. I am willing.
Those who go before us, so lift me up.
the light of change. So lift me up to the light of change.
Woo!
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My friend shared this poem with me the other day, and I thought it might benefit you as well. The world is both burning and blooming. You get the bad news and the sunrise in the same day. You cry over the headlines, and then you laugh at a baby wearing a hat shaped like a bear. This is the dual citizenship of being alive. Rage and reverence, grief and grace. You're allowed to feel both. You're allowed to scream and still notice.
We shall not be found through life or through standing by the water. We shall not be alone.
America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, our home, sweet home. God bless America, our home, sweet home.
This is what America looks like.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night, damn straight, with light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, our home, sweet home. God bless America, our home, sweet home.
Oh, there's guys on the roof too.
We just got back from Minneapolis Sunday night.
Yeah.
We're going to do a song.
The message from Minneapolis is that we have to stand together. We have to combat hatred with love, violence with nonviolence, and we've got to really know our neighbors and stick up for our neighbors. This is one of the songs that we learned that we sang at a sit-in on Friday at Target in Minneapolis. Target is one of the national organizations headquartered in Minneapolis that has been using its parking lot as a staging ground for ICE. There's all kinds of different ways that people, organizations can be complicit and all kinds of ways to resist. And the key message was joining together. And this song is a really simple one. It's about the idea of sticking together. The words are simple. No one is getting left behind this time. No one is getting left behind. We'll get there together, or we'll never get there at all. We've got to build the America we want it to be that includes everyone. Liberty and justice for all. If there's not liberty and justice for all, there isn't liberty and justice for anyone.
No one is getting left behind this time. No one is getting left behind. No one is getting left behind this time. We get there together or don't get there at all. We get there together or never get there at all. We get there together or never get there at all. No one is getting left behind this time. No one is getting left behind. No one is getting left behind this time. We get there together or never get there at all. We get there together or never get there at all. We get there together or never get there at all. No one is getting left behind this time. No one is getting left behind. No one is getting left behind this time. We get there together or never get there at all. We get there together or never get there at all. We get there together or never get there at all. We get there together or never get there at all. Joshua Glenn. Thank you, Joshua Glenn, for that song.
Buenas tardes. Ahora vamos a cantar en español. Because we really want to protect the immigrants that have been interned and that are in prison camps. We protect all of our immigrant neighbors and friends, and my favorite ancestors are all immigrants. All of our ancestors are immigrants. Woo-hoo! No nos moverán is we shall not be moved. So we can do it in Spanish and English. We'll start in Spanish and Español. Uno, dos, tres. No, no, nos, no nos moverán. No, no, nos, no nos moverán como un árbol, like a tree. Firme junto al río. No nos moverán. We shall not be moved.
We shall not
be moved. We shall not
be moved, just like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be moved.
United Eugene.
United Eugene. We shall not be moved. United Eugene. We shall not be moved like a tree standing by the water. We shall not be
unidos en la calle.
Unidos en la calle. No nos moverán. En la calle.
Small penis.
No nos moverán con un árbol. Vive un carrillo. No nos moverán.
We protect each other, we protect our friends, and we don't stand for internment camps for people. That's not who we are, that's who we never will be, and we're standing up for that. We love everyone, thank you.
This is a call of response. We did it last week, too. Yeah. Icemen wear masks to hide their shame.
Icemen wear masks to hide their shame.
Of what they do in our country's name.
What they do in our country's name.
They see the world through tinted glass.
See through the world through tinted glass.
And judge the people that they pass.
Judge the people that they pass.
If you have an accent and have brown skin.
If you have an accent and have brown skin.
They knock you down and drag you in.
They knock you down and drag you in.
You might have papers, but they don't care.
You might have papers, but they don't care.
They bring you in and leave you there.
They bring you in and leave you there.
Then jump in the van saying, let's get it on.
Jump in the van and let's get it on.
We have a quota from Dingbat Don.
We have a quota from Dingbat Don.
One break. If anyone has an inhaler, somebody needs an inhaler over here. If you can help out with that. Okay, go.
Have a quota from Dingbat Don.
Have a quota from Dingbat Don.
Then back to work, they gotta get it on.
Back to work, they gotta get it on.
They have that quota from Dipshit Don.
They have that quota from Dipshit Don.
They get big bucks and they like to look.
Get big bucks and they like to look
like big tough Nazis in a comic book.
Like big fat Nazis in a comic book.
So here we stand at 7th and Pearl.
Here we stand at 7th and Pearl.
Waving to an indifferent world.
Waving to an indifferent world.
But every day more people honk and wave.
Every day where people honk and wave.
In the land of the free and the home of the brave.
In the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah.
Woo!
There's no way nobody doesn't have an inhaler. He made an inhaler for someone who just happens to have an inhaler. Thank you.
We'll stand by our neighbors, they will not stand alone. We'll defend our communities, we will defend our homes. We'll stand by our neighbors, whatever terrorize may send. We'll stand by our neighbors until this madness ends. Until this madness ends. Until this madness ends. We'll stand by our neighbors. They will not stand alone. We'll defend our communities. We will defend our homes. We'll stand by our neighbors.
stand by our neighbors until this man is hanged. Until this man is hanged. Until this man is hanged.
Woo!
And I'd like to sing with you all Carry This All by Ale Blakely. It's in the book Under C. If you have some Kleenex or napkins, could you bring them over to there where people are seated? Thank you. Okay. You do not carry this all alone. No, you do not carry this all alone. This is way too big for you to carry this on your own. So you do not carry this all alone. No, you do not carry this all alone. No, you do not carry this all alone. This is way too big for you to carry this on your own. So you do not carry this all alone. Y'all sound great. One more time. No, you do not carry this all alone. No, you do not carry this all alone. This is way too big for you to carry this on your own. So you do not carry this all alone.
Woo! Woo!
Hey, friends. So we have one of our local friends inside right now. Many of you know Faith. And it looks like they've got one other person. We are not leaving our friends here alone. So we're going to keep singing through our time. And then if you care to stay afterwards, there's silent protest. There's probably some louder protest around the building. And you're welcome to stand in solidarity with our friends in those spaces. This is what our immigrant neighbors have been experiencing for a very long time. This is what our BIPOC neighbors have been experiencing for a very long time. This is what our friends in Minnesota are experiencing on a daily basis. And now it's Eugene's turn to stand in solidarity. I think we have at least four federal agencies on site today. So do not go anywhere without a buddy. Make sure you're moving together in at least groups of two, three or better. And keep your eyes open. If you have cameras, please document what you see. Particularly agents, we want to respect the
privacy of those that they're targeting. But documentation is good. We do have CLDC is on it. They are aware and they are doing their fantastic thing that they do on behalf of our friends inside. So that's the update. Please keep singing. Please keep speaking. Let them know that we're not going to be moved. We're not going anywhere. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So hi, I'm Debbie. So Eugene, Springfield, Lane County, it's happening. I think you might want to consider getting gas masks and bring them in your backpack. Maybe bulletproof vests. We're that close. I suspect he's been, Faith has been profiled, but I don't know why, but, and there may not be any reason. So, okay, so I'm going to just do a quick reading. Service. Compassion is not just a feeling, it's a verb. While empathy lets us feel, compassion calls us to act. It invites us to bring presence and care not only to our hearts, but how we show up and relate and take action in the world. Service in this context is what we're doing. It's not martyrdom, it's not saviorism, it's the alchemy of love made tangible through mutual aid, advocacy, art, organizing, and relational repair. In times of fascism, service means refusing to go numb. It means letting our heartbreak move us into creative resistance. When we act from compassion, we disrupt domination with devotion. We become part of the living web that tends, uplifts, and refuses abandonment. Thank you all.
It was requested last week, but we didn't get to it. We won't give in. It's in the book. We know what they're up to. We know what they desire. And if they have their way, we're all gonna pay, and we'll watch the flames grow high. They're burning down our country to build their fascist state. And if they've won, then freedom's gone, and we're left with fear and hate. And we won't give in to tyranny, we won't give up the fight. We're on this road together to the freedom and our rights. We're standing up for justice till darkness turns to light. We dissent with every fiber of our being. We resist oppressive fascist regime. We stand together hand in hand. We persist until we have saved this land. They want a straight white country, we won't let that begin. And this kaleidoscope where all are welcomed in. And love is love is love, she or he or they. Give help to others and love one another, I heard a wise say say. And we don't give in to tyranny, we won't give up the fight.
We're on this road together to guard freedom and our rights. We're standing up for justice till darkness turns to light. We dissent with every fiber of our being. We resist oppressive fascist regime. We stand together hand in hand. We persist until we have saved this land. So we stand up for our neighbors when ice comes to fall, and show their acts are hidden by masks, their crimes are known by all. Dissent and outrage grow, the truth is plain to see. They're crying still with your view and me. And we don't give in to tyranny, we won't give up the fight. We're on this road together to guard freedom and our rights. We're standing up for justice till darkness turns to light. We dissent with every fiber of our being. We resist oppressive fascist regime. We stand together hand in hand. We persist until we have saved this land we love, until we have saved this land.